We have a question from Heather Henry, who's emailed in, and she says, I'm researching a novel that's in the planning stages. Good luck with that. The novel is set in the near future and involves a dome large enough to cover a city. Could this actually be done in real life? How would this work?
Domes made of masonry, the kind of ones that the Romans built, never got much bigger than about 30 metres diameter, if we're lucky. Modern domes, 300 metres diameter. I think the largest in the world is in Singapore, 330 metres diameter. And so to get to covering a city, my guess is that would have to be quite a small city. 300 metres is not very far. But I think the biggest thing you have to remember is that it's not so much the forces required to make a dome that holds up its own weight. It's all the extra forces like weather, wind, snow. You know, even my cat Charlie, if it runs over the top of the dome, if the dome's a really big, lightweight dome, that cat suddenly becomes really heavy. The other thing is that when the dome is half built, what happens if there's a big storm then? So making...
Yeah, you can't just kind of drop it on top, yeah.
So you've got to think about how you build something.
Where would the key kind of stresses be? Would it collapse in from the top in the middle if you did manage to get it
well,
built?
So that's an interesting question. If you think about a rugby scrum, that's a bit like a dome. And how does that collapse?
Dome made of big
men. I was going to say, what about chickens and eggs? Because they have obviously come up with a way of making something which is extraordinarily strong in one dimension, admittedly, which is pole to pole. Because you can, I mean, Georgia, our producer, made me stand on a box of eggs as an egg experiment for Easter earlier this year. It did take my weight. There must therefore be a strategy that the chickens use to stop their eggs imploding on themselves.
Well, indeed,
could we do something similar?
Chickens are a lot smaller than a city, Chris.
That's it. It's quite a small structure. It's made in really very well-controlled circumstances. So when it then has to deal with the main forces of being an egg in the nest, it's pretty perfect. You probably don't want your dome to collapse on your city. So the
it's risky, isn't it? It's a risky strategy. So it's not looking like this is a good idea for Heather's novel, I don't think.
Well, it's not bad if it's a small city.
So it needs to be a small city made of really good engineers.
And of course, if you're trying to make a big dome, a sports stadium, one thing is you're not allowed to have a pillar in the middle. That kind of spoils the game a bit. Now, these big domes for sports stadiums, the criterion is no pillars. But if you were going to do it for a city, maybe you don't mind having pillars, in which case it then becomes a matter of, okay, how big do you want
it? So it's just like a marquee, basically. So there, I think there's your answer, Heather. You can't have a dome, but you could probably have a really big marquee. Thanks for your question, Heather. That's certainly got us thinking.